Welcome back to the Thermodat Podcast. I'm your host, Jayton Miller, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. T. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing today, Jayton?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. This episode of the Thermodat Podcast is once again brought to you by Umzu Fit, our premier educational platform at Umzu, free with every subscription purchase of a supplement. And how much is it one-off?
It's $15.99 if you were just buying a subscription to Umzu Fit itself.
Okay, and that's a monthly?
Yes, sir. And it's well worth it. There's a ton of educational platforms on there, ranging from nutrition to everything you would need for the gym to supplement guides. Also, all the coaches are on there, so if you want access to hit us up, we're all on there. We're answering your questions. And we post a lot through in the group, and there's a ton of people active in the community, so make sure to get on there.
Absolutely. So today we're going to talk about the different phases of life that you go through whenever you're on your health journey. This is something that has hit me definitely recently. I'd say probably the past like probably 6 months, I'd say. I've probably been in this kind of phase change, I guess. So just kind of like, you know, honestly, it probably goes back about a year and a half, especially whenever I started jiu-jitsu and I started prioritizing that over my weightlifting. It was the first time in a really long time that something had actually taken priority over my lifting, just because like before that, lifting was really the only thing that I did that was like physically active other than like, you know, hiking, skiing, stuff like that. But like on a day-to-day basis, like lifting was the main thing that I did before jiu-jitsu. Then whenever I started to get really into jiu-jitsu, it kind of took a backseat. And I've just been focusing on the technicality of jiu-jitsu, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty funny because your year and a half now starting your health journey is like my entire health journey. Because when I was in college, it was kind of an afterthought, if that.
What, lifting was?
No, lifting was never been an afterthought. But my like health and nutrition was just kind of, at that point, it was just eat. If I needed to gain muscle, eat more. If I needed to lose fat, eat a lot less. Mm-hmm. But we can definitely get into that. So with you diving into jiu-jitsu, how has your view on health changed?
I wouldn't say that my view on health has changed as much. I would just say that maybe my priorities have changed.
And how has that affected your day-to-day?
So I don't lift as frequently as I did. So I went from lifting 4 or 5 days a week to down to probably 2 to 3 days a week. Doing most of my stuff at home right now. I'm not in a gym right now. So, I got the subscription or like the monthly at the jiu-jitsu gym, and I'm just working at home for free right now, save a little extra money. And I've kind of been enjoying just going home, working out real quick, and then already being at my house. I don't have to go anywhere else for that. So that's super nice. And then also, like, I got a little jiu-jitsu dummy that I can do drills on and stuff like that. So I'll get done with my workout, and then I'll play with my little friend in my on my mats and stuff in my spare bedroom. Yeah.
So as someone that's working out at home, I know you don't have a rigorous plan right now. I'm always kind of a nut. I've always had a plan. How do you, like, let's say, ensure that you're working out consistently? Like, what do you decide, like, what days a week you want to work out? Or is it just kind of, you know, I'm Monday, going home from work, feel good, work out. How do you do that?
Yeah, so I would say that it definitely depends on how fatigued I am. So, like, I feel like I am very in tune with my body at this point in time. And I can very easily tell whether or not I'm pushing it a little bit too far, especially with jiu-jitsu being banged up and having to fight inflammation and stuff like that on a consistent basis. Like, I can definitely tell whenever I'm lagging a little bit. Also, like, I just moved like a month and a half ago. So, you know, getting used to sleeping in a different place and stuff like that. Like, my sleep has finally, probably within the past week, just now gotten back on track, which has been super nice. My recovery's been a little bit better. My mental state's been a little bit better because of that. But before that, like, it was definitely taking a toll on like my ability to recover and stuff. So, I might not work out as frequently. So I might work out on a Monday and then not work out again until Thursday, just because like I wasn't really feeling it on the days in between. Here recently I've been doing like a Monday, Wednesday, and then maybe Friday. So I kind of leave that third day up up to whether or not I'm feeling like it before I go to open mat for jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Then like Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I'm going to morning sessions for jiu-jitsu before work. And then sometimes I'll go on Wednesday too. You've been going with me too. We've both been grinding pretty hard on it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely enjoying it. So when you're transitioning those phases, like is there anything else in your health and nutrition and sleep like, that you want to prioritize like first and foremost?
Yeah. So I'm definitely prioritizing my food. So that's one thing that has probably never changed is like I'm always making sure that I'm getting enough calories. I'm always making sure that I'm eating relatively frequently or at least like not getting to the point to where I'm like, oh crap, I'm really hungry and I'm like shaken or like mm-hmm. a little irritable or like I'm freezing cold or something like that because I haven't eaten in a while.
Dude, the softball game, I was freezing and then I ate that Chipotle, which isn't thermo, sorry. But it was crazy. I needed to get some food in me. I hadn't eaten all day and I went from being absolutely freezing to like just feeling ready to go. It was really like, I was like, damn, this is, food is powerful.
Yeah. Blood sugar is real and effective.
Yeah.
But yeah, so food is definitely something that I'll focus on. And that's something that'll change around a little bit too. So like breakfast, it'll change throughout the week. Especially, you know, worrying about a partner now versus just worrying about myself. Like that brings its own challenges. So figuring out how to work around what she wants to do and work around, you know, how I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I really try to find things that work for the both of us and that we both enjoy. So smoothies are something that we do pretty consistently. We also have gotten some sourdough starters. So we'll do like sourdough starter pancakes, maybe put like an egg on top and mm-hmm. it's kind of like a savory pancake. So that's pretty good in the mornings. We'll also do like masa harina pancakes or something with eggs, you know, just kind of making it because like I tend to, especially like being single for so long, like I thrived on routine and I didn't have like nothing messed up my routine. It was great. But now I have to be a little bit more fluid in my approach. Mm-hmm. I have to kind of adopt more of my type B personality, I'd say, instead of getting used to my type A tendencies. So with that, I mean, my working out is probably a little bit more structured. Like I do actually have a workout plan at this point. For a while there, I was just kind of going like,
winging it,
doing what felt good. And then kind of just, you know, stepping back and, you know, doing jiu-jitsu drills or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I actually have a structured regimen it's structured for 3 days a week, but I usually get two in and then the third day is kind of like a flex.
Yeah.
Two is probably a really good maintenance dose. Also like prioritizing other things in my life, like my relationship or new hobbies like jiu-jitsu mm-hmm. or,
skiing,
or honestly, like I've been really into plants lately. Like I freaking love plants.
Cool.
Yeah. If you walk into my apartment, I got plants all over the place.
Yeah. It's dope.
So I've been really into growing plants. I've also been really into just like exploring the new neighborhood that I'm in, like walking around and, seeing all the new houses that are around, dog watching. There's a mm-hmm. bunch of dogs around there, going to the park, playing frisbee, stuff like that. Kind of just taking a lot of the rigidness out of my routine and kind of putting in a little bit more relaxing and less routine things, mm-hmm. I would say, in there. And the transition from being very structured to a lot less structured has been difficult. Like I stressed about it a lot for a long time. And then I finally just had to let go of the past self and like embrace the new mm-hmm. self, so to speak. And it has been fun. It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed being able to prioritize new things. And, you know, we all go through different phases in life. So I think it's very important to embrace the change whenever it comes instead of fighting against it. Because I feel like that's one thing that a lot of people do whenever they tend to change things up is they don't want it to change up that much, especially whenever life's thrown at them. You know, you might have a kid or like somebody might die or something mm-hmm. like that. And you got to change up a lot of things. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to be on the same rigid structure your entire life. Like, you can change things up and just do the best you can with what you have. And make it enjoyable. Like, it's not hard to make things enjoyable. Like, you can add in things that you love to do very easily. It's just a matter of prioritizing them and figuring out how you can make it the best of both worlds for you and, you know, whoever else that is in your life at that time.
Yeah. That's something I've been struggling with a little bit recently. I'm not a bodybuilder, but like, I've been lifting to grow muscle for the last couple of years. And I've kind of finally come to a point where I'm like, all right, I'm comfortable with my physique. But at the same time, I'm just like, I really feel like, oh, I'll do another year of like really hard bodybuilding and I could look like so much better. And then like that year comes, and I said that to me last year. It's like that year comes and it's like, oh, like, yeah, you look better. You look a lot better. You look good. But it's like, oh, I could do this more. It's a never ending process of not being like self-fulfilled. It's bodybuilding is a lot of ways very toxic, especially when you're just trying to compare to yourself, trying to better yourself all the time. And I've gotten away a little bit from enjoying lifting. Not that I hate going to the gym or anything, but like, I used to just love going to the gym, and I kind of want to get back to that. And I really want to start doing more athletic style training where I'm trying to like train to get fast, train to jump high. One of my goals in life is to dunk. And I think that could be a lot more fun than doing this like rigid all machine stuff that I've been doing to be in this optimal hypertrophy state. And it's just something that's kind of been conflicting with me, because it's like, on one hand, I'm like, oh, man, I could look something like great if I keep doing this. And on the other hand, it's like, when does the hair start to lose to the turtle, you know, where it's like, I'm just going to burn myself out. I don't think I'll ever stop lifting. But it's like, if I'm going to enjoy this athletic more training more, and that's going to take a lot of time too. And I want to be able to dunk. I want to be able to do these things. And I think it would be fun to switch these up, even though it's not optimal for hypertrophy. So it's just finding that balance. Plus going to arm rust where everyone's just a massive juggernaut is not the most motivating place for me.
Those guys are crazy.
Yeah. I go to a bodybuilding gym, arm rest pro gym, and everyone in that gym could eat me, more or less, including some of the women.
Yeah, they look like a bunch of little like boulders walking around.
Yeah, it's and the gym's pretty small in the first place, so there's just not a lot of space in there with everyone boulder shoulders, but it is cool. It's a really nice gym. Highly recommend going, and they're good people.
Yeah, a good way to look at it is like, if you've ever seen Fantastic Four, like the rock guy,
yeah,
just like a bunch of people like that walking around that look just like that guy.
It's everyone in there is massive. It's it's intimidating. But yeah, so that's one thing I've been, you know, messing around with and thinking about. Right now I'm just in a fat loss phase, so it's kind of getting pushed off. And I am kind of getting back into lifting a little bit more. So we'll see what happens. I've also been doing a little bit of an injury, so that kind of throws things off because I can't really squat, which I like to do. So that's kind of making things a little bit different. But so I wanted to ask you, so I'm pretty much a creature of habit right now. I mean, I like to change things up for dinner, but me changing things up for dinner, I'm still eating Thermobowls probably 3 times a week, which is like, in a lot of it for me is just convenience, because I don't really care that much. And I would love to have like a nice dinner every night. I'd love to chef up, but it's a lot of work for one person to do. So how have you been dealing with that? Like, just like having to, you know, mix it up a lot more.
I would say that one, having somebody else to cook for definitely plays a role in that. Cause like before I was probably doing a thermal bowl almost every single day if I wasn't doing a steak.
Yeah. That's where I'm at right now. Maybe some chicken.
I would say like being able to cook for somebody else and not worrying about just myself has probably triggered a lot of that. I would say that's probably the main one. And then just figuring out how I can, I would say experimentation with cooking has been something that I've learned to enjoy. I also, you know, I have a little bit more time than Emily does, so to speak. Taking the time that I have to be able to cook for her so she doesn't have to worry about coming home and cooking or something like that, makes me feel good. It also makes it to where we can spend more time with each other and stuff like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I enjoy that. And plus, like, if I'm working out at the house, I can get done with my workout and just start cooking.
Yeah.
I can go straight into it. It's not a huge deal.
It's also really nice. Like, it's not that much more work to cook for an added person. You know what I mean? Like, cooking is a lot of work. Like, the significant decrease in the effort to cook for a second person. And then, like, having someone help with dishes, too, I feel like it's huge. Like, that's probably one of my biggest things. It's like, I hate doing dishes. Obviously, I do them. But like, last year I was living in a house with a bunch of kids and we would all cook family dinners. It was awesome. And you have half people cook, have people clean. And it was beautiful. Like, kids that didn't want to cook cleaned. It was a great process. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I guess the main thing that I'm trying to say here is just being able to adapt in a relaxed fashion to the different phases that you go through, and learning how to find balance within those different phases that you're entering.
Yeah. So for me, the last couple of years, I just graduated from school and I knew about Thermo Diet when it came out. What was, I think, sophomore year, probably. So 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I was bought in pretty much immediately, but it wasn't feasible in my current lifestyle. I didn't have any money to go buy food. And I was a college kid living on campus, just buying food for myself. So I wasn't buying grass-fed beef. I was buying chicken and all that stuff. I was just buying normal people food. I did try to stop drinking beer as much as I could. I would limit it to beer pong because I love beer pong. And I would buy the best drink. I did the best with what I had. And it was kind of a struggle in a lot of ways, in some ways, because it's like, damn. And especially when you're like, you're very hypocritical, right? When you're like, dude, I don't think vegetables are that good for you, but you're eating this diet that is not really that good for you in general. Like, it's one thing to walk the walk and talk the talk, but just say like, yeah, that's not that good for you, but I'm not eating any better than you are either. So it was an interesting thing. It was just kind of this phenomenon that I just had to, you know, say like, this is a period of my life where I know I'm not going to be the healthiest person possible. And it wasn't like I was dealing with any severe health issues. And then once I graduated, I was like, all right, now it's time to go thermo. And I've been pretty damn thermo. And honestly, I was writing a mini podcast last night, and I was really thinking about it. Like, when I first ate liver, that like, and not like I had a couple pieces, like sat down, had like a nice liver meal. I got like, my body started heating up, and I was just like, and you guys talked about this in the podcast, and I was like, wow, this is like, I feel good right now. This feels right. And it was cool because it was like, I knew how I was supposed to be eating for a long time, and I was basically just like kind of a hypocrite. Just kind of was like, I'm gonna walk, like, just deal with what I have, like make the best of what I got right now. And I wouldn't drink the beer. Like I said, I would do a lot of ciders and stuff like that. Buy the best drinks I could when I could. Also, probably just drinking too much, period. But I guess it really comes down to, and it, again, it's not like I was having any serious health issues. Like, it really comes down to, like, did I want to give away my college experience to be a really healthy individual? Or did I want to just, you know, put my head down a little bit, ignore the thermo diet a little bit, and get to the end and then make some serious life changes?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. And like, that's another thing is like, sometimes whenever you're going through these different phases, say like you're working 12 hours a day and then you only got like another 2 to 4 hours of sunlight that you maybe work out and then you maybe relax for an hour. And then next thing you know, you got to go to sleep. It's going to be a lot more difficult to be thermo in a situation where you can't really cook, and you don't have that much time. So like, doing the best you can with the time that you do have, and then also looking at that strategically and being like, okay, well, I can buy this pre-made. They might not be perfect, but, it's the best with what I can do in my current situation. And then, you know, maybe after 6 months to a year, you're not working 12-hour shifts anymore. You bump that down to a normal 8 hours a day. You can switch that and then do a lot better than you were able to do before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, like, just doing things like, I don't know, maybe getting a standing desk or like a treadmill desk, or maybe working outside with your laptop for an hour every day, or just going for a walk. Like, there's a lot of little things that you can sneak in there without having to make like huge lifestyle changes. Like, Jaden and I will go for a walk midday every once in a while. And I mean, a lot of times it makes the rest of my day a lot more productive because like you hit a wall and you're just like, dude, I can't do any more work. You go for a walk, talk about something for the Thermo Diet podcast. And then you come back and you're like, all right, you're in a much better mindset to get back to it. So I guess it's trying to do more with less a lot of times too, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. But yeah, just being able to adapt to the situations that you're in, not stressing about them is probably the biggest thing, especially from a psychological perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, the more mental stress that you put into something, the more detriments that you're going to be taking on. So learn how to adapt in a relaxed fashion, I would say, and find balance, or at least the best balance that you can in your current situation. And then don't stress about it. Just do the best that you can, and then realize that as time changes, you're slowly going to be able to adapt better each time.
Yeah. And also don't be afraid to ask for help. It's a lot easier for us. Like, I just moved to Colorado and obviously I'm in a network of thermo people, so they know what's going on. But I mean, even like find some Reddit forums. There's a Repeat forum, Repeat Facebook groups, Thermo Diet Facebook group. I'm sure there's thousands of people in these groups. I'm sure there's someone in every city, probably a lot of towns, probably not everywhere. But Jaden was like, oh, I was going to Sprouts. And that's crazy expensive. He was like, oh, you gotta go to King Supers. He was telling me like there's this ground beef that's like 92.8, so it's really lean, helps me cut. Western Daughters, this butcher shop is right down the street. Like, I would have had no idea. It would have taken me months to find this place, but just talking with Jaden or someone has extremely ramped up the process. So I was able to do it much faster and much more relaxed. Wasn't really stressed about it. So that was awesome as well. So definitely reach out to friends or anyone for help.
Definitely, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Sweet. Peace.
Peace.